Gavin Parr.
From where?
Northumbria Cycle Speedway Club.
Northumbria, Newcastle, basically.
I was going to say, we're not in Newcastle, are we?
Yeah, no, we're not in Newcastle, we're in Edinburgh.
For what?
Cycle Speedway.
Are you a spectator?
Nope, I'm a rider for my sins. Been a rider for the last 4 or 5 years with the Northumbria team.
Why did you take up Cycle Speedway?
I did it from the age of 9 until I was about 20, and then I gave up for 20 years, and then I came back as a 40-year-old, rode in the British Over 40s Championship without actually riding on a proper track, finished second in the British Over 40s then, and it's the rest is history. I've represented England, represented at normal level, British Over 40s champion this year. Yeah, it's been pretty good comeback.
What have you not picked up?
Yeah, I've done really... To be honest, it's been good. It's coming back to the sport after so long out, nothing's really changed. The bikes have got a little bit quicker, a bit better, a bit more expensive, but it's the same sport as it was 20 years ago.
You've been on a track today?
Yes. Yeah, today was a tough day. I don't know, you probably heard on your programme, my friend Jason, we went on a tandem yesterday, but it wasn't any ordinary tandem. This was 130-something miles from Whitehaven to Tynemouth on a tandem up some of the most ridiculous hills you'll ever see in your life. We did it in 11 hours in 59 or 58 minutes. And today on track, I was dead, basically. My legs just weren't working like they should do.
It's only 4 laps.
Yeah, 4 laps when you've got legs as tight as tight can get. Oh, it was horrendous. It took us back, actually, to the days of when I used to be about 15 stone and unfit. And actually, I've never, after 3 laps, had to sit down for years. And today, I had to sit down. I actually had to miss my last race. My legs were just so tired. But to be honest, fair play. I don't think many people have done 130 miles and then raced 4 or 5 races of cycle speedway the day after.
Would you have missed it for anything?
No.
Here at Redbury's?
Yeah, I love these people, you know. I nearly signed for Edinburgh when I first came back into the sport because Northumbria didn't have a team in the Northern League. So I was so close. Stevie Gilroy asked us to sign. And I remember going to a meeting with Northumbria saying, look, I'm going to sign for Edinburgh. But we decided to join the Northern League then. So obviously it didn't come through and I had to tell Stevie that, look, we're joining the league ourselves, so I'd ride for Northumbria. But I was very close. I raced with Mikey Hewitson last year and the year before at Sheffield in the Elite League. And honestly, the welcome you get up here is second to none. They're a brilliant bunch of lads, you know.
It's always next season, by the way.
Yeah, another season, yeah. But nah, we're still our club, Northumbria, still full of, like, our first team has got probably 5 over 40s, you know, and we're always at a disadvantage with all the, you know, the Edinburgh. Another team, Stockport, have got sort of 3 or 4, like, 23-year-old internationals and things, and Edinburgh have got Mikey and they've got Jake and they've got so many, like, what I would class as younger riders. We just always fall that little bit short. We just need some 17 and 18-year-olds to come through.
Fitness versus experience.
That's a tough one because sometimes, like, experience is everything, you know. But I think at a sport like this, when you get to 40 plus, it's hard, it's tough, you know. You've got to really keep yourself fit. I'm probably lucky if, like, I've got time to train. I do a lot of training, I eat the right food. But a lot of the other ones at 40 plus have got, like, jobs, families, you know, and things that don't allow them to train as much as, luckily, that I've got. And it makes it a lot harder. You know, as a youngster, I would be able to go on the drink on a Saturday night and have 5 or 6 pints of beer and still race on a Sunday quite comfortably. Now, honestly, you've got to look after yourself so much to try and stay at their level, which luckily at the minute I am, but I'm 44 now and I don't think I've got long left, like, at the very top, you know.
Compare yourself with Johnny Murphy. How long have you got to go?
Ah, he's a legend, him though, isn't he? Johnny Murphy, you know what I mean? If I'm still going at sort of, I'm not even going to give John's age out, but if I'm still going at that age, I'd be amazed, you know. John's something special. You don't get many John Murphys in any sport, never mind, like, cycle speedway. So he's a top boy and a top legend, John is.
So you're here at Redbury's Park this afternoon. It's not been going too well for Northumbria Vikings. What you got coming up next?
Well, you've got Sheffield next week. hopefully with 7 days rest I should be a little bit fitter. Don't think I'll be training much this week. Sheffield are a very young side, a lot of young kids, but again that is when age and experience sometimes comes over age, and if I think we'll give Sheffield a reasonable match next week.
I hope you do.
Thanks very much, Russell. So do I. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Cheers, pal.